What's controlling your life? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Nancy Wilson, who was on our previous show, who used an eating disorder in order to control her world.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because trying to look a certain way in order to get other people to feel a certain opinion about you, it won't happen that way because no matter what, we could lose weight, gain weight, and if we're doing it based on what someone says about us, they could say, oh, well, now you're too skinny. Oh, you need to gain weight. And you know what? That happened to me even in our marriage. In the Asian culture, a lot of times they're very blunt and honest. And I remember when we were first married, a lot of the women would be like, oh, you're too skinny. And I go, oh my gosh, I'm too skinny. And then after we had our first child, they'd say, oh, you're really fat now.
Oh, ouch.
And I'd be like, oh no. But if we go by what people say, the opinions, and try to control our weight, the way we look based on what people think, we're going to be on a hamster wheel and we'll never be satisfied.
Well, I think that when it comes to what is controlling us, sometimes we let others control us. And what I mean by that is, or we try to control other people or what they think of us. Mm-hmm. And so we do things to ourselves in order to get acceptance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to control acceptance of others for us. Or, you know, sometimes we have this thought of our life of how it's going to be. It's going to be like, I'm going to be a successful, well-accepted person. And then we try to build that construct that was from our minds into our actual life. And when we realize that we can't do it, we kind of freak out. You know what I mean? And so what I learned when I became a Christian is I learned that I don't really have very much control. I should just give the control to God, you know?
Yeah.
And the only thing that the Bible really says is that I shouldn't be controlling others or how people respond to me. I should only be in control of myself.
Like self-control.
Self-control in the sense of in a godly sense and in a godly way.
Yeah. And self-control is a fruit of the Spirit where we control the sins in our life. So we're not sitting here going after this or that,
right,
but trying to control our image and look like this or that in order to please people will never happen. So be content with who you are and how God made you and seek the Lord and He's going to fulfill you in that area of your life. Let's hear from Nancy right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week with the help of Card Connect Merchant Services and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. If your business spends too much on credit card processing fees, call and get a quote from Card Connect Merchant Services. Card Connect offers low rates with world-class customer service and is ready to help you save money. Just call Stephen Walker at 601-212-6788. That's Stephen Walker at Card Connect Merchant Services, 601-212-6788.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does He allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from Him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Nancy Wilson, and she was sharing with us on our previous show how she had bulimia, and it led her down a deep, dark path. In fact, at 19 years old, she was drinking, and it all was trying to figure out who she was, trying to have identity, and also trying to please God, trying to please her earthly father, but just felt like she could never measure up. So we're going to find out more and how she got freedom from bulimia. Let's welcome to the show, Nancy. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Kathleen. It is my privilege. I love it.
That's amazing how you went from bulimia and how you came to this church and you felt the presence of God. He actually spoke to you and said something to you. What did He say to you when you went to that church?
Well, I was just feeling so much despair and telling Him I was a basket case. I didn't know where I was going. If He didn't help me, I was lost. And He whispered in my ear, Nancy, do you know me? And that was the defining question. I said, Lord, I don't know you. I know all about you. You know, I've gone to church my whole life, but if you don't show up now, then I'm never coming back to this church. I'm going to leave right now and I'm hopeless without you. So take over.
Wow. And so in the meantime, all your friends surrounding you are pretty much praying for you, unbeknownst to you. And you had been this party girl, but you were breaking inside. Now, let me ask you about the bulimia.
Yes.
When you started doing it, how did you feel as you did this? What was the emotions you went through and whether they were good or bad?
Well, it was an escape. It was a way for me to deal with the excess food that was numbing my pain, because basically you're stuffing down the emotions. I never learned how to deal with any of those. So that part felt good. I was looking good. My body was looking good. Mm-hmm. And so things were good. But deep down, the addiction became more and more life-altering and controlling. Like, it would happen like 3 times a day. And I'm telling you, I can't even describe the shame that I felt hanging over that toilet bowl. And of course, you know, just the whole experience is very gross and very horrible. And then when you're done, you just feel like you are just a mess. And nobody knows. It's a secret struggle. And I even tried to tell my mother, and she's, oh, everybody has a problem with food and diet. She couldn't even receive it. I mean, one time I ate the whole peach pie that she had baked, and I ran to my bicycle and got to the grocery store and tried to replace the pie.
Wow.
And she recognized the pie was a little different. I said, I don't think so. You know, it was craziness to keep covering up.
Wow.
That's interesting, because like it developed these shame and control at the same time you were losing control, it sounded like.
Yes. That's it, because it was the one way to control my world and what I ate. And even my dad started noticing, you know, and he would like look at me and say, why aren't you eating those potatoes? You know, because after you do overeat, then you say, I'm not going to eat anything. I promise God, I'm going to just not eat, you know, because you felt the next thing was anorexia, trying to be anorexic, but you couldn't. So the bulimia came secretly. You would never eat in front of people. You would hide food. You would, you know, use it that way.
Wow.
And so it was terrible.
Wow.
And so how did coming to know Christ, I mean, you had this euphoric, amazing experience. What did it do to all these underlying feelings that you felt before?
And you decided to go to church, and then your friends were witnessing to you and you went to their house. Tell me how you encountered God and things changed.
Well, the night that they invited me was a big late night popcorn party. The theme was relationships, and they shared about 3 types of love, and the unconditional love of Jesus just touched my heart. And I said, that's what I need. And they went through the simple gospel. God loves you, you know, but you're a sinner. You're separated. That's why you could never measure up, but Jesus paid your price of your sin. And you know, I saw myself as a sinner that night. Before that, I'm a pretty good person, you know, but I was broken. I was at the end. I said, Jesus, I need you. Forgive me. Come into my life. And I have to tell you, to this day, I can experience the whole night. I was filled with a sense. It was like a chain was broken. I know about addictions. I speak to kids about addictions now, because I was in bondage and it was like I was free. And I woke up the next day, I went to my class, and it was a euphoric experience. I'm like, I don't care if that guy ever calls me again. I'm going to heaven and God loves me just the way I am. So basically I'm on this spiritual high.
Yeah.
But now what happened a little bit later was I had to start identifying these patterns, because I had these coping mechanisms when I was feeling insecure.
Right.
So I had to start learning the spirit-filled life. Like, why do I feel this way? What am I trying to control? So God began to show me the lies. I had to go through some spiritual healing and deliverance of those lies and replace that identity with God's view of me.
That's powerful. And there are people listening who don't know who their identity is. They don't even know if Jesus is the way or if he even loves them. Some people right now listening feel like they've just done too much. They've sinned too much. God couldn't forgive them. Nancy, what would you tell people listening right now who don't know who they are, don't know if God loves them, and maybe they're addicted to drugs or bulimic or have some type of eating disorder?
there is a Savior, and He is just so in love with you, and He knows everything about you. And I'm here to tell you, friend, that you can call upon His name because He understands all the complexities of what has wrapped itself around you and just really can set you free to know that you don't have to perform for God or for anybody because He has paid the price for your inadequacy, which we all have. And you can reach out and call upon Him and He will set you free. I'm here to testify that you don't always have to live in that bondage. He can even give you this new freedom, a whole new way of life. It's awesome. But I will tell you this, friend, it's not immediate, you know. The beautiful thing is the Lord works with us and He renews our mind and we become born again, as the Bible says, because we become a new creation. So the old is gone and the new has come, but we have to learn to live out that new identity. And that's an exciting adventure that will only be complete when we meet Jesus face to face.
That's true.
Amen. Well, we're going to pray for our guests now that they meet Jesus in a way that is real to them here and that their lives are completely changed, or if they're hurting, that God will just touch them right now. Nancy, thank you so much for sharing. I thank God for your testimony and how He delivered you from this eating disorder and also helped you to know who you are in Christ. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Kathleen and Ann. It's been a privilege. I love it.
Well, Father God, we just thank you for the joy that Nancy has. I mean, how could you not be joyful? And actually, there's people who are listening right now who can really identify with that story. You're saying, you know, there's things that I do. It's like an addiction. Maybe it's bulimia. Maybe it's an addiction. But it's my way of controlling my world. It's my way of saying, no, this right here, I've got control over. But the truth is, sometimes you find yourself spiraling out of control, and this shame comes in, and this feeling of just deep, utter rejection follows right after it. And I just want to speak to you right now because Jesus has that antidote, the antidote that will set you free and that will teach you new patterns, new ways to think, and honestly, something that just brings life and where you're truly in self-control by the Spirit of God. So Jesus, I'm just praying right now for that individual right now that there just be an encounter with you. And you know, my friend, just pray with me to say, Jesus, I just take this moment to realize that this is me and I need you to take control. I'm losing control. I need you to take control of my life right now. Jesus, I receive you to come and be the pilot of my life. I'm going to go sit in the back, take over my life right now. I surrender to you 100% so I can just be filled with trusting you and your approval, filled with it and filled with your joy. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.